Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back to the Grilling Guys, each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. If you're just tuning in, we started a little early today. We're going to be moving the show from 8:30 to 10:30 for the next few weeks to recognize the fact that we are Tailgate Central. We are live from the Spartan Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. On the live line right now, we have Garrett's Appliance, and we want to talk about a little tailgating. Good morning. Do we have Dale?
We have Dale.
Hey, dude.
How's it going?
Going good, buddy. You got a big tent sale going on down there.
We do, yeah.
Oh.
Doing good all week.
Garrett's Appliance is on 28th Street down in the corner of, is it Burlingame or Byron Center?
Byron Center.
Byron Center, sorry.
Yep.
This store is amazing, and I have to come down and see you because my stove is taking a dump. But we want to talk a little bit briefly about tailgating grills, and you have a really nice selection of grills. And of course, I know you sell the Tech Cherokee, which is the ultimate tailgate grill in, I think, probably in the world. And it's kind of pricey too, so it's around $700. What do you have in the $200 to $300 range?
We have the Weber line. We have a Weber Q grills, various sizes. You can get an electric, and then there's various gas. And they start $149 for a quality, nice little portable grill, great for tailgating.
Are those the ones that kind of look like flying saucers?
Those are the ones.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
We actually had one up at camp last weekend. How do those work?
They work great.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're a nice little grill, very portable, a lot of accessories. You can get bags and carts so you can set them up, you know, if you don't have a table or a tailgate to set it on.
So yeah.
A lot of nice options.
Well, and a gas grill is nice for tailgating because you can shut it down so quick.
Absolutely. Yep.
So what kind of prices are we having on, like, a new gas range? Oh, we'll talk about that later. how late does your sale go on?
We're 3 o'clock today.
3 o'clock?
3 o'clock, so you better hurry.
Oh, you're not going to get to see the Spartans then.
Probably not.
Okay.
Well, they sell TVs there, though, too, so he'll probably tune one in and he's not waiting on customers, he'd get that done. But
yeah. Well, you can see it across the store, get a big TV.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dale, hey, thanks for taking a minute with us. Garrett's is a fantastic place if you've not been there. Corner of 28th Street and Byron Center on the southwest side of Grand Rapids.
And it's sort of a landmark place, too. How long has that place been there?
Over 60 years.
Yeah.
63, I believe.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yep, great West Michigan business.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Okay. All right, that's Dale Gears from Garrett's Appliance. Big tent sale going on down there. I just honestly, being a foodie, love looking at appliances. They've got ranges. They've got my dream range down there. I think it's a Viking. And it's got the great big grills, or, you know, burners on each side, and a huge infrared gas griddle in the middle.
Yeah, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
Griddle in the middle.
Griddle in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he talked a little bit about tailgating and how gas is better than charcoal. I, as everybody knows, prefer to cook on charcoal. But when you are doing the tailgating, the gas grill is much better. And it's for exactly what Bob said. It's shutting it down, letting it cool, being able to pack it away and get to the game if you're going to go. Because the charcoal just takes a long time to get cooled down. Or if you pour water on it, it becomes a mess and you got to clean it up. And, you know, you never, ever, I don't care how much water you've poured on it, never, ever put your coals in a trash bin after the tailgate. I'm just telling you, there will be a hot one and you'll start a fire.
Sounds like experience.
Yeah, it is.
Here.
It is, exactly. But some of my other tailgating tips, these are kind of easy ones that you could go for. I like to use a lot of Ziploc bags. Everything stays fresh. Everything stays separate. You don't have cross flavoring and contamination between things. Here's one that's kind of cool. It's cheap and it's easy. If you stop and buy ice, you got to have ice for drinks. But a lot of times what you're using is ice to keep your food cool in your cooler. fill up some Ziploc bags full of water, lay them flat, freeze them solid. They go into the cooler really easy. As they melt, they don't leak, and it's just a great way to keep everything cold. You can shape them any way you want if you're trying to package your stuff up. Depends on how you put them in the freezer. But the other thing is prep your food. Try to do everything you can the night before. Most anything you're going to cook is going to be okay if you prepare it the night before and then bring it out ready to cook and eat the day of the tailgate. I don't ever want to show up at a tailgate with a package of raw hamburger and get all the seasonings out and trying to make patties and all of that stuff. It's just way too much work. Just put a little bit of thought into this. Prep what you're going to eat, plan your menu, get it together, cut your vegetables, do the things so that when you get there, you know, I want to eat. I want to eat and drink when I get there. I don't want to dink around and cook a lot. I want to cook quickly.
You kind of want to push a button and watch the tailgate drop down and have everything just James Bond on.
Yeah, exactly. And then the last thing I would say is create a list. You know what? There's nothing worse than getting there and that one thing that you thought you threw in, you didn't, because, I don't know, as I get older, my memory's not as good as it used to be, and I need to have a list, and I can check it off and go right down.
That's a really big deal.
Yeah.
A great idea, and even with a list, you can forget something because you might not have put it on your list.
Yeah, exactly. But then, I got two times to think of it rather than one.
That's
right. When you're hustling around and packing up.
That's not the time.
Right. It's not the time at all.
It's going to be late for the gathering spot at the freeway.
So one of the things that Bob has done is he's perfected a recipe for bruschetta. And I'm like, well, Bob, this is a Grilling Guys show. How can we grill bruschetta? And he's come up with a grilled bruschetta recipe. Let's talk about that.
This is actually Maureen's recipe on bruschetta. I just tweaked it a little bit, which I'm kind of incessantly doing. But you get a loaf of Vienna bread. And you're going to need about a half cup of olive oil and five, I like using Roma tomatoes. Now, this time I used some little tomatoes out of my garden because I had them and they were ripe. But you should use a Roma. It doesn't have quite as much juice in it, and that's critical for bruschetta. You'll see later. A couple cloves of garlic and some, I've got fresh basil growing right now, and I'll tell you, that stuff is just so aromatic. You got to be careful with it. It can get a little strong, so you want to use just a cup of fresh basil. And then a half a cup of fresh oregano, again, coming right out of the garden this time of year. It's molto bella.
Yeah.
And a quarter cup of minced red onion, her recipe called for. I use Vidalia's because they're in and they're the best. One bunch of green onions, a quarter cup of balsamic. Now, here's why I tweaked it. I reduced the balsamic.
Okay. And what did that do?
It made the bruschetta, typically when you get bruschetta from somebody and they're scooping it on your bread, there's so much fluid that comes with it, it kind of ruins your bread before you get,
soggy.
You toast the bread and everything.
Right.
Well, by using a balsamic reduction, it went in like syrup. And all of a sudden, all that extra juice in there, it just turned into a really nice sauce. So the presentation was great. It didn't ruin the bread.
That's right.
So
now, the grill part of this is what, Bob?
We're going to post this on the Grilling Guys, and that's at thegrillingguys.com, and it'll also pop up on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy on Twitter. These are great ways to keep in touch with us. But these recipes and the ones Shasta had are all going to be posted. So the rest of this deal is you brush some olive oil on your bread. You get that Vienna bread. Okay?
Right.
You go to D&W, they got a great bakery there. Get that Vienna bread fresh. Slice it diagonally. Looks good.
Right.
Okay? Brush it with some olive oil lightly. And I like this, I'm going to try this garlic, EVOO, extra virgin.
That's right. Sweet. From the Old World Olive Press. Yeah. A garlic oil.
And again, then you brush it on there and you throw it on the grill. And it just toasts it up nicely. If you have to throw it in the toaster, if you don't have a grill available, if you want to pre-toast it, bring it out to the tailgate because you have limited grill space, that's okay too. But you put this combination together. Trust me on this. This recipe is spot on. And it's one I've been eating for years. Maureen makes it. The only thing I did differently was put some balsamic reduction there. And, oh, my goodness.
Here's the key.
Then you sprinkle some fresh Parmesan on it after you put it.
Ooh, you can make all that the night before, right?
You have
you're going
to
grill the bread when you get there.
Yeah, you
grill the bread when you get there because you want it warm. That really makes it good. But if you got the grill going anyway, it's easy. The bread grills up in 30 seconds. It's not like it's a long deal. That's why I don't mind prepping that part once you get there. But the bruschetta, make it the night before. It's probably even better if those flavors get a chance to kind of come together in the refrigerator the night before. Throw it in a cooler. Scoop it out with a slotted spoon because you don't want a lot of the juice on your bread. Serve it up. Fantastic little tailgater.
And
that's the quick one.
If you're not one to make a balsamic reduction, they actually sell Emily's favorite girl is Rachel Ray. So Rachel Ray makes a reduction. You can get it already reduced if you want to cheat.
So what is the process of reducing? You're just cooking off some of the liquid, right?
As Shasta was telling us, you're reducing it with heat, but very often reductions call for other ingredients. So really for a balsamic reduction, all I did was heated it. I just simmered it. I didn't add any other ingredients because I didn't dare.
So let's talk about that.
Because I was just going, I was substituting just balsamic. I wasn't going for a flavored balsamic, so I didn't want to mess with it.
Right. But that could be done the night before, too. That's my point, is you reduce it down, put it in a little jar.
Dude, all this stuff is done before you go.
That's right.
Yeah, because you're going to get up late.
Right.
And you're going to pack up the car and book. And you can't be messing around with any food.
Right. Exactly.
You got one thing on your mind. And that's getting to that game.
Yeah. So tailgating, we are the tailgaters. It is the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. And
I just want to take a second here to mention the fact that not only do we have a great producer in Brian Fonger, and he works actually under Phil Tower to a certain respect. With Brian Fonger and Phil Tower on our staff, man, this show is just... It's bound for fame. I can just see it. We're headed to, I don't know what.
Only if the co-hosts were a little sharper, then we'd be spot on, man.
Yeah, well, other than that. But on top of that, we've got great sponsors like Standale Lumber, like, you know, Tech, the good one. All these beers. We got Frankenmuth, Schmoes, just wonderful people in our court. Zager's Pools. I mean, great businesses behind us. So... anyway, we're here to make your food taste better, make your grilling time a success, make you a hero, so you enjoy life. That's all the show's about, just having fun, because we don't know how to do that, and we're really hoping you'll teach us.
You know, coming up in the next segment, we scour the internet, if you will, for new products and services and ideas that are out there for the tailgating and for the grilling world. And we've come across one. We're going to be talking with a guy named Mark Heineken, and he was in Germany last weekend, so I got to understand if he is the Heineken family. But he has a product called the Blacktop 360, and this is a brand new grill. We're going to have Mark on here. You are not going to want to miss this, because this grill is four grills in one. It's specifically designed for tailgating, and Mark's going to tell us all about it. It's very reasonably priced, and you're going to want to get one of these. It's called the Blacktop 360. His name's Mark Heineken. He's going to be with us. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.